Howdy, Tom Riley here. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder, adventure, and excitement. Would you like to join us? Then get ready, because you never know what can happen when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
Hello, I'm Dave Arnold, executive producer of Adventures in Odyssey.
And I'm Paul McCusker, one of the writers and directors for the show.
It saddens us to announce that our very dear friend, who we've worked alongside for the past 20 years, Walker Edmiston, passed away on February 15th, 2007, at the age of 81.
Fans will remember that Walker played two of our most loved characters, but for two different reasons, Tom Riley and Bart Rathbone. In fact, Walker has been on Adventures in Odyssey since the very first episode.
Come on, Davey. Keep your eye on it. Watch his wind-up. You can do it.
Walker also loved to play biblical characters as well as characters from history. He had an incredibly wide range of voices, so we cast him in a lot of episodes that could showcase his talent.
He wants a new king. A new king he'll get. I should question the maker of the universe.
The sling is a noble instrument. The weapon of King David in the Old Testament.
These two strange-looking and smelly little children are spies?
What do I care of stowaways? The storm is destroying my ship, and you bring me stowaways!
I worked on our vineyards in the northwest corner, planted a new field of crops, and talked to God. What's for dinner?
All right, Walker. What's your favorite thing about Adventures in Odyssey? What's your favorite thing about doing the recordings?
The fellowship, the camaraderie, the family feeling of it all. I've been doing it 14 years.
That's right.
And we are truly a family.
Yeah, it really is true, folks.
Hi, this is Katie Lee, and I just wanted to share some of my memories of Walker Edmiston. I met him on my very first cartoon show that I was cast as a regular on, and there were some really talented older gentlemen, and Walker was one of them. But he was the nicest to me, I must say, because as far as everyone else was concerned, I was just nobody. But he was always friendly with me, and as a matter of fact, Walker came to my wedding, and he and his wife actually gave me my favorite wedding present. Evelyn and he had ordered a hand-painted plate with our names and the date of our wedding on it, and I love that more than anything else that I got.
Would you all like something to drink?
A lemonade would be ideal, Katrina. Thank you.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Wait a minute, we need everyone to concur at that moment.
Oh.
Would you like something to drink?
Lemonade would be ideal, Katrina.
Yeah,
thank you.
Nice.
Oh,
yeah.
That's okay. Not where you concur.
Would you like something to drink?
Lemonade would be ideal, Katrina. Thank you.
That's nice.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay, Earth to Walker.
Okay, sorry. Walker, you are coming a little bit fast. He needs to suggest the lemonade, and then you say that would be nice.
See, it says they concur
in just a little too soon.
After Eugene's line.
Okay, let's take it again. Would you like something to drink?
Yes.
Not right this minute.
Hi, this is Chris from Adventures in Odyssey. Well, I was searching my mind, trying to remember some great things about Walker, and that was pretty easy because he was a pretty credible kind of guy. And Walker and I live in the same city. So we were flying back to Colorado from California for the 25th anniversary for Focus on the Family. So Walker shows up to the airport with this small little briefcase of clothes. But I had like 16,000 suitcases, and there was Walker with his one little suitcase, and he looks at my, and I looked at his, and I said, "Well, you're traveling light, huh, Walker?" And he says, "No, I'm just going to borrow stuff from you." I says, "I don't think so, Walker."
Hi, this is Paul Herlinger, and I play Wit on Adventures in Odyssey. I guess one of the first things that I really recall about Walker is that when I first stepped into the part after Hal Smith had created it, Walker was among the first to say, hey, you know, you're doing well. This is going to work out. At times, you wondered, how could a guy be so talented and accomplish so much and be so nice?
Oh, boy, you sure picked a good morning for fishing, Bernard.
Yeah, sure did.
Thanks for inviting me.
My pleasure, Tom.
What were you going to say?
Never mind.
Okay. Wait a minute.
What?
Hey, we're getting punchy now.
When we were recording the Case of the Secret Room, we hit the end of a particularly mysterious scene, and Walker just launched into this howl of a wolf, which, of course, is a cliche sound in just about every scary film ever made. So he just rolled into this howl. It became a defining moment for us in the show, because every time we did a mystery, every time we did something suspenseful, Walker would roll on, and sure enough, that howl would suddenly appear in the in-between takes.
That you are in the tunnel beneath Wits End.
Do you know what we haven't had in a long time? If they're in the tunnel, we had to head to Wolf.
One of the greatest scenes I ever did was when Whit was in the hospital and he was dying. And I come and sit by the hospital bed. And I said, let's not rehearse it, let's just do it. And it's old Tom talking to his buddy Whit.
Death is the passageway to be with our Lord. It's not a door we should pass through unless God says it's time to go. That's the glory and the mystery of it. As believers, we may long for heaven, but we must remain here as servants until the Master calls us.
Radio takes more acting. You've got to be truthful in radio because they can't see your expressions. You have to give them the expression through your voice. Mm.
There's no underestimating what he did by virtue of who he was. I'm going to miss him a lot.
He had a passion for people. He knew how to make people feel special.
Walker just made you feel like you were part of his family.
He just was a dear heart. He was bigger than life. And his personality was just so fun to be around, and I'm really going to miss him.
He's a very, very talented man.
This is Tom signing off now.